I think it's also a matter of the platforms we build ourselves.
Exactly, yeah.
For the community. Because, if we live describing or showing or telling the stories from externals, or if you only use these platforms,
yes, exactly.
How can we really, you know, have the power
to own them? Exactly.
Our stories, It's like from one point of view, I think it is necessary also to occupy those institutions.
Exactly. Occupy them. Yes.
But at the same time, build other ones that
resonate with your environment, with your status.
Create some kind of exchange of some kind of because there's no only way.
Yeah.
And if
exactly.
we think only this only way, we are thinking again like a Western world.
Exactly, exactly.
Let's gather information only for no one.
Keep it, write your report, you know. Exactly. Like,
so I think it has to be in many ways. It has to be also, as we start our conversation in the beginning, even ephemeral archives.
Yes, exactly.
Archives that only can be.
Yes. So I was once having this workshop in Iwalewa House. You know Iwalewa House in Bayreuth. I think it is a place that I'm having a collection by Uli Bayer. He collected a lot from the continent, but also lived in Nigeria for many years. And so his collection is now in Iwalewa House, which is also a part of University of Bayreuth in Germany. So we had a workshop there. It was also about repatriation and these archives that are sort of like all these things that were stolen and taken and how to bring them back. But then the question for me was, if you bring them back, who are you bringing them back to? It's sort of like they were taken because these are objects that are made. And their lifespan or their lives are meant to evolve and take on a different state. So by now, they should be dead. Or they should be dead or decomposed or changed into something else. Like that whole cycle, let's say. So that, for me, like, because I took an example of there's a winnower that we always have. A girl gets it when they get married in my tribe and things. But it's one thing that you use for cleaning everything. You clean, use it for cleaning rice, for cleaning posho, for cleaning anything. As in your home. So, but then this thing embodies for me a lot of memories of one, the maker, and then the person they've given it to. Because you kind of have it throughout, for women, your kitchen life. Like you have this object with you for this whole time in your kitchen life. But then you're using it for doing so many things. And so it's got, of course, also the marks that you keep holding this particular area, because with an object, then you get used to holding this particular place as you work or do something. But then, so I was looking at my mom's sister, my aunt. She's about 90-something years old, and she's had hers, and it keeps getting broken and like spoiled, but then she keeps fixing it, so it's got like these patches. Yeah, but then that in itself is an archive, see, like an archive of all these things that the life has gone through,
yes,
and an embodiment of all these possibilities. And of course, by now, it's like she left it to sit down. It's made out of like palm leaf. Palm leaves and all. But then, just looking at that object in itself as an archive. And so with all these things in the museums, they would be probably gone by now or dead by now, because because this needs to have evolved into something else, and something else grows up. Of course, it's they keep it to do history or to find history and all, but then probably in a sense for me, I look at them, some of the objects, as zombies, let's say. Yeah, it's just another loaded
layer to
the whole, exactly. Yeah.